Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work. Everyone's a critic. I was gearing up to write the first in a series of columns on how we can make your job easier. This was a fantastic old column in which I had asked readers for suggestions about, you know, how we in casting can make you have an easier road as actors. And as I was going through everything to put together that column, I found a note that I'd made to myself from back in my actor days. See, every now and then I receive an email and it'll seem strangely familiar to me. Like, I've said the words myself in the past. Like, the question that's asked is mine. Seeing as I'm a journal junkie, which I recommend you be as well, it's pretty easy for me to grab an old one, thumb through it, and recall with vivid detail what it was like to be an actor, you know, as if I could ever forget. Well, somewhere between the journal entry on the casting director who asked me in a general, after having told me how wonderful my acting was and how much he liked my headshot, "Why are you so fat?" And the one about the day my cleavage became a part of cinematic history on the set of Airheads was the journal entry about the discovery of my inner critic. You have one too, of course. We all do. No matter what line of work we're in, we have a voice that tells us how we could be doing whatever it is we do better. But performers have to find creative ways of dealing with that inner critic or risk throwing off the magic that's often the reason they got the job in the first place. Excuse me. Worse than the inner critic speaking up during performances, perhaps, is when it screams during auditions. I've seen many reads derailed by that awful little voice, but I've also learned how to deal with that bad guy, so here's where I'm going to share a tip or two with you. If you've already cultivated and perfected your own set of coping skills for this issue, please turn off the podcast immediately. I would hate to derail your already working process. Now here we go. Where I learned my strategy for silencing the inner critic. Okay, at least silencing the inner critic at the right times, because that bitch will not shut up sometimes, was in a class for stand-up comedy under Greg Dean. In his excellent classes, I discovered how to create a critic spot for that voice. Because the goal is not to eliminate the inner critic, since it does serve a valuable purpose in helping us improve our craft and make stronger choices in life, but definitely to keep it out of the performance. The critic spot is a physical location in the room where you visually place your inner critic while you rehearse, audition, perform, whatever. By putting the critic outside of your head and rooting it firmly in a physical space elsewhere, you have a far better chance of performing in an uninterrupted, focused flow of creativity. And that's far more likely to excite and inspire your audience, whether at an audition or in a performance, than a performance in which you stop and kick yourself emotionally for having taken a wrong turn. Certainly, when you're in a rigid, stick-to-the-script style audition and feel yourself dropping a line or mangling pronunciation, you have every right to stop and ask, "May I do that again?" But in those auditions where you've been told that improvisation is fine or that deviating from the script isn't a big deal, having your inner critic interrupt your flow could mean the difference between winning the part and being thought of as an overly obsessed, emotionally unstable actor. I've seen it happen. Everyone in the room is caught up in the swirl of the amazing emotional performance an actor is giving, and then he trips over a line. Instead of continuing on boldly and in character to the end of the scene, he stops cold. He mumbles obscenities under his breath, and then he restarts that particular line, having lost all connection to the beauty we were so excited to be a part of. That moment in which he stops cold is the one in which having a critic spot becomes crucial. If the critic lives outside you, then he or she, however you choose to endow the little critter, cannot possibly get inside your head during the performance. Place the critic at a spot behind the table with the casting director, producer, writer, network exec, whoever's there. Then when you walk in the room and greet the folks, know your critic has already gone over and taken a seat and will be observer during your read. When you're finished with your performance, you can rendezvous with your critic in the lobby and drive home together, and there you may ask for notes. Your inner critic has plenty of constructive advice to share, no matter what, but the one place that must remain free of his or her interaction is that place from which you do the magic that wins you the role. And that's the time when you're in performance. And that's whether the performance is an audition or a table read or a full-on you got paid to be here performance. Start rehearsing with a critic spot in place. Try to get through your easiest monologues first, because the least resistance to the process is going to happen when it's something you're already good at. The critic will come in. Go stand in another physical space to listen to that critic, and then come back to the spot where your acting is going on, because the critic is not allowed to enter the spot where you perform. Build up to some of the hardest material you've ever tackled. Even brainless fluff like tongue twisters will work as you're doing this. Once you get skilled at keeping the critic in his or her place during your performances, and I mean all of them, you'll see that your audition experiences going in are more and more smooth. I promise. All right? So here's what I want. How do you deal with your inner critic? Have you tried using a critic spot? Is it something you might want to try? Do you have other rituals that turn off the monkey mind? I'd love to hear what works for you, as always. All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.